From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
The possibility of other hangings in Trinidad and Tobago not ruled out. Financial troubles in the Dutch Caribbean and speeding up education reform in the OECS. I'm Ken Richards and this is BBC Caribbean Report.
At 7:24 this morning, Steve Eversley was executed. He walked calmly to the gallows. Before that, he was given his religious rites by Pastor Cadogan of the Seventh-day Adventist Church and sang, "Pass me not, O blessed Savior, hear my humble cry."
Trinidad and Tobago's Commissioner of Prisons, Cipriani Batiste, he said today that the nine men hanged for the 1994 murder of a family of four went without trouble to the hangman. The executions took place in groups of three on Friday, Saturday and earlier today. The authorities rejected all pleas for clemency, arguing that hanging was a deterrent against crime. It's an argument being dismissed by human rights groups, including Caribbean Rights, whom we'll hear from shortly. But first I asked our own Tony Fraser in part of Spain whether these nine executions mean that hanging is now firmly back on the agenda in Trinidad and Tobago.
Well, I do think that agenda has just yet come up for discussion, even consideration. I think the immediate focus, and it has been on the nine per-